A chain of American schools for troubled teenagers once again is accused of abusing students. The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools, called WASP for short, has seen one facility in Costa Rica closed under pressure from child advocates. Some parents and former students say WASP staff physically and mentally torture enrollees. School officials and other parents call it tough love. NPR's Jerry Haddon visited one WASP facility called Tranquility Bay in Jamaica.
On a remote beach along Jamaica's southern coast, Kim and Mike Newman survey a large white building surrounded by barbed wire and a 10-foot-high wall. Tranquility Bay is a former luxury hotel whose windows and outdoor corridors are now covered by security bars. The Newman's unruly teenage niece was sent here in March by her father. The Newmans, who lost a custody battle over the 16-year-old, say they flew here from Minnesota fearing for the girl's safety.
There have been a lot of reports in the media that some of these kids that have gotten out are reporting physical abuse, emotional abuse, being restrained and isolated from the other kids.
Such stories from parents and former WASP students abound on the internet. Dozens have related the incidents to journalists. WASP has over 2,250 students in 11 schools, two of them in Mexico and this one in Jamaica. The controversy stems from WASP's system of points and punishments to keep kids in line. When students lose points, life on a WASP campus can get tough. Just glancing out a window can earn you solitary confinement and a cut in your food ration. 18-year-old Aaron Greenberg of Hollywood, Florida, was put here for 2 years for anger management problems. For talking back, he says, he was made to lay face down on the floor for weeks, 12 hours a day, with his hands behind his back. He says staff members typically restrained those who resisted.
One would yoke the arms up, one would press your ankles into the floor with, like, his knee, and then there'd be another one just yelling at you, barking in your face.
Greenberg says staff broke his elbow trying to restrain him once. He says he was not allowed to see a doctor for 2 months. WASP President Ken Kay, speaking from the organization's headquarters in St. George, Utah, says Greenberg's story sounds like an exaggeration. He says physical restraint is used, but that it's highly unlikely that students have been seriously injured. He says some parents are too quick to believe such stories. Almost all of the children in WASP schools, he says, ended up there in part because they chronically lie and manipulate.
It has to be in one of those in a room restriction situation for 3 or 4 hours, which nobody likes to see, that's the child's total decision. And that's what we try to teach in our school, is that here's the rules, and they need to be followed. And it's your choice whether you follow them or not. And if you don't follow them, you're going to lack the rewards that come with doing the right thing. It's just like real life.
Back at Tranquility Bay, the Newmans appear tense as they approach the school's main gate.
Good morning. Hi, I'm actually here to see my niece. Would it be okay if I come in?
You have to ask security. Do they know you're coming?
The guards let the Newmans inside the compound. A few students are visible, dressed in simple khaki and white uniforms. Two girls sweep a patio. Several yards away, boys with shaved heads congregate in a courtyard. A few watch the visitors. The Newman's niece was transferred to Tranquility Bay from the WASP program in Costa Rica called Dundee Ranch. In May, students there rioted after Costa Rican child welfare officials told them they could not be held against their will. Dundee's director, Narvin Litchfield, was arrested by local police on suspicion of child abuse, and the school ceased operations. Litchfield has not been charged and has said through an attorney that he has done nothing wrong. Dundee could reopen. Ken Kay says the government raid violated the rights of parents who pay up to $30,000 a year for the program.
When you get right down to it, a lot of the government agencies have failed these students and failed these families. That's why they need schools like the ones that are affiliated with the Worldwide. And we believe that parents should have the right to make the decision what's best for their family. What we do not think that needs to be left up to bureaucrats.
But Dundee's former director, Amber Lee Knight, says physical abuse was common there. Knight ran the place from April to August 2001.
The staff would take kids' arms and they would twist them up behind their back and they would pull them. That's typically done in a program like this when somebody is out of control, but it was done not as a not when people were out of control, but more kind of as a tactic to scare other kids.
Knight believes these schools have set up shop abroad to skirt more stringent U.S. oversight. The U.S. State Department has also expressed concerns about so-called behavior modification programs overseas. On its website, it urges parents to visit such facilities before enrolling their children. One WASP-affiliated school, located in Czechoslovakia, closed voluntarily in 1998 after authorities there raised questions about its treatment of students. President Kay says individual school owners decide where to establish their facilities. Some choose sites abroad, he says, to expand a child's cultural horizons. Those schools, he says, have plenty of local supervision and points to the Costa Rican raid as proof. In Jamaica, Regional Education Officer Ruben Gray says officials visit Tranquility Bay 3 times a year, as they do their own public schools. The controversy notwithstanding, WASP schools have gained in popularity since the first one opened 13 years ago. Tranquility Bay now has 300 students, up from about 20 when it first opened in 1996. Two more schools may soon join the umbrella organization. Programs abroad are cheaper to run than schools in the U.S. because of lower labor costs. That makes them less expensive for parents. Douglas Mann, an auto repair shop owner from Brea, California, says he sleeps well at night knowing his 16-year-old son Ryan is currently at Tranquility Bay.
Am I worried? I'm only worried that he'll come home.
Mann says Ryan was violent, terrorizing family members into sleeping with their doors locked. The man's tried 4 alternative schools and saw 20 family therapists before turning to WASP. Doug Mann says he has received positive letters from Ryan. He says his kid needed an atmosphere of discipline.
Yeah, I believe he's improving. He's a very bright kid, very high IQ, which is what I found with a lot of these kids. He's almost finished with high school in less than 2 years.
Mann says he's so pleased with the program that he regularly takes part in self-awareness weekends that WASP puts on for students' parents. According to WASP, 62% of its students graduate its programs. The average stay is 16 months. That thought discourages the Newmans, who are told by guards they cannot see their niece. Frustrated, Kim says they will now return to Minnesota.
You know, I'd really like to just take her with me right now, but apparently that's not going to happen.
But at least, Kim says, the school has been put on notice. If abuses are happening behind its walls, she says, relatives knocking at the gate might be enough to put a stop to them. Jerry Haddon, NPR News.